今天是传福音的聚会。
This morning is a gospel meeting.
我们一同来读一些圣经。
Let's turn to a scripture together.
在约翰福音14:6。
That's gospel according to John chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音14:6。
Gospel according to John chapter 14, verse 6.
也请弟兄姊妹帮助坐在旁边的朋友来翻到这节圣经。这节圣经不长，我们要一起来读一遍。
It is not a long verse, therefore we read it together.
我们一起来。耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。我们再把它读一遍。
Let's read it again.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。我们在温哥华教会的门口就立了一个 sign。
And there's a sign right outside of our church in Vancouver.
上面有这个教会的名字。
And on it it states the name of the church.
有聚会的时间。
And the time of gathering.
上面还有一节经节，就是这个这节圣经的前一半。
There's also the verse which is John 14.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
That Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
好多人走过就说这句话。非常好。
And many people passersby told us that that was a very good verse.
这句话就是把耶稣基督是谁明显的告诉了我们。
Because this verse has told us very obviously who Jesus is.
所以今天我们在这里一同来传这个福音。
Therefore, together we will preach the gospel today.
就是传主耶稣基督，他为罪人死，他为罪人埋葬复活。
And to preach about how Jesus died for sinners and buried for us and resurrected for us.
这是主耶稣在2000年以前他为我们所做的事情。
And that's what Jesus had done about 2000 years ago.
有人说，那这个2000年以前的事情，现代的人还需要这个福音吗？
And some would say, do we need such gospel that take place in 2000 years ago?
有人说可能穷的地方啊就需要这样的福音。
Perhaps some place where there is poverty, they need such gospel.
他们需要这个耶稣。
Or they need this Jesus.
但是我们是在北美。
But we're in North America.
我们生活都很富裕，都很好了。
We're very wealthy.
我们就不需要这个福音。
And we don't need such gospel.
听起来觉得好像有点道理一样的。
It sounds right when we hear it.
有一个姊妹他是从国内来的，后来在温哥华信了主，受了浸，他回去了。
There was a sister who came from mainland China that went to Vancouver and received the gospel and went back to China.
我们有机会回去跟他见面。
And when we had a chance, went back to mainland China, we met with her.
他就跟我们说。
And she told us.
他说在国内传福音太过容易了。
And she said that it's so easy to preach the gospel in mainland China.
他说我回来这一年之内啊，已经带领了21个人来相信耶稣了。
And she said, within a year after my return, I've led 21 people to the gospel.
这说起来是在国内是很需要耶稣基督的福音。
Because in mainland China, they need the gospel of Jesus.
但是不等于在北美就不需要福音了。
But this doesn't mean that in North America, we do not need the gospel.
从表面看起来，美国、加拿大好像样样都有了。
Because outwardly, it seems like the states in the Vancouver, Canada has everything.
今天这个世界一直在进步。
And it seems like we're progressing very speedily in the world.
从表面看起来越来越光明一样的。
It seems like our future is getting brighter.
但是这个都是表面的现象。
But all these are superficial phenomena.
你要从本质方面来看一看。
But if you want to look at the essence,
你要仔细看的话，在这个世界当中有些事情的话几千年来都没有什么改变的。
If you look at some phenomena in the world for thousands of years and never changed.
表面上有些事情好像一直在变化，一直在朝着光明这一面。
Outwardly, there seems to be improvement and things getting brighter.
但是我们看到还有一些事情几千年来一直还是没有改变的。
But there are things that happened over the years in the past thousands of years history and never changed.
至少有三件事情我们看见是没有改变的。
And there's at least three things we see there's no change.
第一件就是人生是空虚的。
One, that life is empty, it's vanity.
第二件没有改变的事实。
And second truth.
就是人是罪人。
Is that men are sinners.
第三件
Thirdly,
人都是要死的
The men are all going to die
你想看从这几千年以来
And for the past thousands of years
是不是都是这样的事实呢
Isn't that true?
这几样东西有没有改变过呢
That has any of these truths changed?
人是虚空的
The men are empty, are vain
人是罪人
The men are sinners
人都是要死的
that there's death prepared for everyone
这三件事情没有改变的
there's no change to these three things
就是因为这几件事情是没有改变的
and because these are three standing truths
在每个地方都是这样
that it is true throughout everywhere
不管你是在美国加拿大或者在中国
whether you're in America in Canada or in mainland China
这几件事情都是没有改变的
These three things never change
因为这些没有改变的事实
And because it is never changing truth
人需要福音
Therefore man needs the gospel
任何地方都需要主耶稣的福音
Everywhere they need the gospel of Jesus
我们感谢主
And we thank the Lord
因为耶稣的福音就是要来改变这几样人不能改变的事实
Because the gospel of Jesus is about to change these three things that men cannot change.
我们讲到人的虚空啊，大家都会承认的。
And we will all confess to the emptiness of man.
在明朝的时候，有一个很著名的诗人写了一首词。
In the Ming Dynasty, there's a very famous poet who wrote a poem.
他说：“人年七十古来稀。”人一生七十岁古来稀古来稀很少很少、
It is very as rare for man to live up to 70, 80 years
他说我呢年纪七十了非常的奇妙
He says very marvelous for me being a 70 year old
前十年我很小
And the first 10 years I was young
最后十年我已经老了
And the last 10 years I'm becoming old
中间只有五十年
And there's only 50 years in between.
有一半是在晚上睡觉度过的。
And half of it I passed in my sleep.
算来只有25年。
And so I only have 25 years left to spend.
在世上经过多少的劳碌奔波。
And how many hard work I've gone through and the sufferings I've gone through in the world.
这个诗人实在是觉得人生是虚空的。
And this poet really felt that life is so empty.
或许说他可能是没有钱他才觉得虚空
perhaps he felt emptiness because he was not wealthy
那有钱的人就不会虚空了
then what about the rich man are they empty
在中国有一位很出名的老中医
and there is a very famous Chinese medicine a doctor in China
他八十岁了
he's about 80 years old
还没有退休
and he did not retire yet
在改革开放以后啊医生可以自己开一个诊所
and after the revolution he could start a clinic by himself
因为他太有名气了
because he was so famous
所以一天到晚忙得不得了
so he was very busy all day long
开个诊所里面又开了一个药店
and he had a clinic with a pharmacy
他就是没有空闲的时候
he did not have any spare time
所以每天到九点钟这个药店关门以后
So every day after 9 o'clock when the store closed,
他做什么事情呢?
You know what he does?
回到他的小房间里头,
he went back to his little room,
把他这个铁的保险箱开开,
he opened up his safety box,
里面都是钞票,
and there was all a bunch of bills inside.
他就在那个地方数啊, 数他的钞票。
So he was counting his money.
啊, 真是好啊。
And he felt wonderful.
那后来这个医生啊有基督徒跟他传了福音
and later on there's a Christian who preached the gospel to this doctor
他信了主了
and then he believed in the Lord
后来他就说了
and then he said
他说在信主以前呢、啊、我这个心里头 有这么多钱，我还是很空虚的。
You know that before I believed in the Lord, I feel such emptiness in my heart, even with all these wealth.
但是我现在信了主了。
But now I have believed in the Lord.
耶稣叫我的心不虚空了。
That Jesus has filled my heart; it's no longer empty.
是他觉得这个金钱并不使他觉得满足。
And he felt that all these wealth did not cause him to be satisfied.
就主耶稣叫他心里头得到满足。
Only Jesus can cause him to be satisfied.
我们人生的确是这样的。
You know that's true with our lives.
你仔细想想。
And if you think it carefully.
当你觉得有些事情能够满足你的时候。
Whenever you feel something can satisfy your heart.
但是有这些事情很快就过去了。
And pretty soon it will fade away.
犹太人有一个预言。
And there is a prophecy with the Israelites.
不是这个讲话的预言，是这个 fable 啊。
There's a Jewish fable.
啊，它有个故事啊。
There's a story.
所以有一个狐狸啊，他一天走到一个葡萄园呢，看见里面的葡萄树长得很好。
One day there was a fox who walked into a vineyard and seen the fruit was beautiful, was wonderful.
他就想进到里头去吃。
So he wanted to take those fruits.
可是他没有办法进去。
But he cannot go into the vineyard.
后来他绕来绕去，看见墙旁边有个小洞。
And so he circled around the vineyard and found that there's a little hole.
那么他就想钻进去那个洞去吃葡萄。
And he wanted to enter it through that hole on the wall to eat the grapes.
钻了一半。卡住了
but,
不能进去
but he was stuck halfway
这肚子太大了
because his stomach was so big
怎么办呢
so what did he do
他就出来
so he retreated
禁食了 三天三个晚上
and he fasted 3 days and 3 nights
哦瘦了
and so he was
这下一进了呢就钻到里头去了
and now he can enter into that hole
哇进去以后看这么多的葡萄多么好啊
and it was so wonderful to see all these grapes
他就放开他的心啊，敞开他的怀，就吃啊吃啊。
So he just let loose himself and just enjoy to his full.
吃饱以后。
And after he's done.
天也就晚了。
And it's about dusk.
他就从这个洞呢，还要想回到他自己家里。
So he want to return back to his den through the hole.
哎，转了一半又被卡住了。
But then he got stuck again.
哎呀，怎么办呢
？So what can he do?
他就回来。
So he went back to the vineyard.
在园子里头又不吃东西又进食。
Then he fasted again in the vineyard.
最后肚子空了他才回来。
Finally with empty stomach he returned.
空空的来也空空的回去。
So he came empty handed and went back empty handed.
你觉得很好笑。
And you think it's funny.
其实我们人不是这样吗
But isn't that true with us man?
我们从生到世界上你带什么东西来啊
What have you brought to the world when you were born?
你是空空来的
You came empty handed.
当你离开世界的时候你带什么走啊
And where did you take with you when you
什么东西你也不能带走的
There's nothing you can take with you from the world.
空空的回去
So you went back empty handed.
这就是我们人生的一个写照
And that is the picture of our lives.
每个人你都不例外的
and there's no exception
那或许说老人家嘛觉得虚空
well perhaps old men feel such an emptiness in their heart
那年轻人不虚空啊
well is that true with the young men as well
年轻人觉得他可以做很多事情啊
young people can think that they can do so many things
每个年轻人都有他美好的理想
that every young man has their ideals and ambition
雄心很大的
and has a lot of ambition
所以有一个做 保险的一个基督徒做过一个统计
and there is a Christian who is working in the area of insurance and he made a statistics
他就统计了有100个青年人
and he drew a sample of about 100 young men
他这个都在40岁以前的青年人
and who were before their 40s
那么他就统计下来这些人到了65岁的时候
so as he done his research when these people reached their 65 year old
他发现100个青年当中只有一个是发了财的
he realized that only one out of the 100 became had a lot of fortune
还有四个人呢也不好也不坏是中等的情形
and there's 4 out of 100 who is about mid income
还有5个人呢还在做工65岁还在做工
and there are 5 people who are still working laboring hard at their, when they're 65
有36个人已经死了
and 36 out of the 100 died
剩下还有54个人
and left about 54 people.
要靠他儿子，靠他亲戚朋友过他的日子。
Who was supported by their relatives and their children?
你看看这个青年人到老了，他也不过如此。
You see that once they were young, but then when they're old, it's just the same.
那或许说这个。老人青年人他们觉得虚空小孩子就不会虚空了
well,、would young child feel emptiness in their heart
我跟我的女儿跟三个 孙子孙女住在一块
I、live my daughter and my three grandchildren
所以有时候这个孩子小孩子的父母、到 出去一下
and sometimes when the parents went out for a while
就留孩子在家里跟我们、一起
They would leave their children to us.
有一天，这个一个八岁的我的那个孙子啊，就来找我。
And one day, my eight-year-old grandson came to me.
愁眉苦脸。
He was downcasted.
他说：“公公 ，I want to do something.”
He said, "爷爷，我要做一个做一件事。”
做件事。因为他电视也看完了。
Because he finished watching his TV.
电脑上的游戏也玩够了。
He's finished playing his game.
他不会叫 grandpa， 叫公公。
So he said, grandpa.
我要做点事情。
And there's something I want to do.
没有事情干了。
Because I'm bored. There's nothing else to do. I'm bored.
I want to do something.
我想要做些事。
虚空。
Because there's emptiness in
the heart. 你看看，从老到青年到小孩。都有一个虚空的感觉。
You know, from the old to the young to the very young child, they all have that emptiness in their heart.
怎么会虚空呢
？Why is there emptiness?
因为我们人是有限的。
Because we as men are so limited.
你离开了有无限的神啊，人一定是虚空的。
When you have departed from the unlimited God, you become limited and empty.
神是无限的。
Because only God is limited.
人是有限的。
And we are limited.
你离开了无限的神啊。一定是虚空的。
And when you leave a God that's unlimited, you will definitely be empty.
在第一次世界大战结束以后
After the end of the First World War,
很多小的国家本来是殖民地的，现在可以自己 独立了。
There are some small colonies, now they're becoming independent.
所以好多国家就在巴黎开一个会。
And so all these countries gathered together in Paris, had a meeting.
那同时就有阿拉伯这些酋长国啊酋长的部落呢也来参加这样的和平会议
And all these tribes and Arab nation came to this meeting
他们住在很好的旅馆里头
And they lived in a very good hotel
啊就是每天他觉得最宝贵的就是洗个澡
And the best thing they felt the most precious thing to do each day is take a bath
因为他们在沙漠里头水太少了
Because water is very rare in the desert
所以他打开个龙头这浴缸里就满了热水洗得非常舒服
So when they turn on the faucet and let all these hot water fill the tub and it was very wonderful and comfortable
等到这会开好以后他们要回去了
And after the meeting had ended they need to go back
旅馆的工作人员就发现房间里这个 水龙头也没有了
And they realized that some of the workers in the hotel realized the faucet had gone
后来就问、哦、原来是这个酋长国的酋长啊把水龙头带回他的国家
So it found out with those chiefs from the tribes and from the nation took the faucet back.
为什么你要拿这个龙头呢
Why do they want to take the faucet back?
哎，回去以后一开开就有水了。
And because once they go back, if they turn it, if their water will come out.
它不接着管子里头 怎么有水呢
Without connecting to the pipe, how can the water come out?
你只有把你的龙头接在水管上才有水啊。
Only the faucet is connected to a pipe where the water come out.
如果你这个人不连接在这个神上面，你怎么有满足呢
？If you as a person not connecting to the God, to God, how can you be satisfied?
所以耶稣说，我就是真理。
Therefore, Jesus said, "I am the truth."
真的。
It is true.
不是虚空的。
It is not a falsehood.
耶稣说，我就是真理。
He says, "I am the truth."
神在圣经里说。神是真实的
And God said that I am the true God
人都是虚谎的
That men are but false
这个虚谎不是说他说假话的虚谎
It's not that, that man lies
它是 false。
But it's false.
它是假的。
It is not true.
人都是虚空的。
Because men are all empty.
只有神才是真实的。
Only God is real and true.
什么是真实的呢？
What is true?
就是能够存到永远的。
It is everlasting.
就是一个无限的。
It is unlimited.
所以朋友们，
Therefore, friends,
如果你有耶稣啊，你的人生就不会觉得虚空。
If you have Jesus, then your life will not be empty.
我们人有这个虚空的感觉是很好的。
You know, it's good that you have this sense of emptiness.
因为这可以启发我们来寻求这位真实的神。
Because it can stimulate us to seek after the true God.
基督徒都可以告诉你。
And because all Christians can tell you.
我们的人生是充实的。
That our lives are fulfilling.
因为在我们地上这个有限的年龄当中。
Because in our limited years on this earth.
我们信了主以后，我们可以为主而活着。
And after we believe in the Lord, we can live for our Lord.
我们可以在生活中间，在工作中间来荣耀神。
We can glorify Him in our lives and our work.
我们可以叫人得到益处。
We can allow man, we can benefit man, edify man.
我们叫自己也得到满足。
That we ourselves can be satisfied in return.
这些都是很真实的。
And because all these experiences are true.
这些都不是空虚的。
None of it is in vain.
我自己在小，我是在青年的时候信的主的。
And I became a Christian when I was in my youth.
在没有信主以前，我也觉得很空虚。
You know, before I believed in the Lord, I also felt pretty empty.
大概有半年多的时间，我没有，我们都没有机会在学校。
And for about half a year, we did not have any gatherings or meeting in school.
我们兄弟姊妹非常的有多的时间了。
And so, brothers and sisters had a lot of spare time.
因为我们弟兄姊妹非常多。
Because we had so many brothers and sisters.
六个男的，五个女的。
We had many siblings in the home.
每个都是差两岁，一岁两岁，一岁两岁这样的。
There are six sons and five daughters, each of us about two years apart.
所以我们几个兄弟姊妹在家里没有事就打桥牌了。
So, without anything to do, all the siblings started to play pokers at home.
白天等啊等啊，等到晚上来了。
And so during the day, we'll wait until evening come.
哥哥他有时间了。
So my older brother came and he had the time.
我们几个人就一起到晚上开始打桥牌了。
So we start playing poker together.
打到一点、两点、三点，我们还不肯歇下来。
And we played until 1 or 3 o'clock at night and did not want to stop.
我的爸爸进来了。
So my father came in.
行了，很晚了，可以了，大家回去睡觉吧。
He says, well, it should be time for you to stop. Just go to bed.
爸爸很好，他没有骂我们。
And he was very good. He did not scold us.
那我们就恋恋不舍地放下桥牌回去睡觉了。
So we really didn't want to give up, but we went to sleep anyway.
第二晚上我们还是这样。
So second evening we done the same thing.
天天是这样。
Every evening we done the same.
觉得，哎呀，没有事情干嘛，就打牌了。
Because we didn't have anything else to do, so we play poker.
但是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
当我信了主以后。
Once I believed in the Lord.
我不会觉得很空虚的。
I don't feel that emptiness anymore.
我可以去聚会。
I can go to meetings.
我可以读圣经。
I can read the Bible.
我可以祷告。
I can pray.
可以有很多事情可以做。
There's so many things for me to do.
主满足了我。
And because the Lord has satisfied my heart.
也叫我能够把所得到的能够流露出来。
And I was able to manifest what I have received.
前几天我跟我的姊妹去看一个年长的弟兄姊妹。
A few days ago, my wife and I visited an elderly couple.
他本来住在老人院。
They were living in the convalescent home.
后来他这个心脏不好，就送到医院来了。
And but he had a heart problem, he was sent to the hospital.
他不能够，好像很困难呼吸，很困难喘气。
He had difficulty breathing.
我们去看他。
So we went to visit him.
他的脸突然之间就觉得有点光芒了。
And you see the light all of a sudden come to his countenance.
他见到我们非常的高兴。
Because he was so happy and overjoyed to see us.
两个手紧紧握着我们的手。
And he hold on to us very tightly.
因为他正是需要有人来看他，来安慰他。
Because that was the moment he needed someone to comfort him, to see him the most.
我们没有办法很多跟他说很多话。
We could not talk much to him.
就是这么握握手，问候他几句。
It was just to shake his hand and to comfort him.
他里面就觉得很快乐了。
And he was overjoyed because of that.
主耶稣说过。
And the Lord said,
都是为了主的缘故，把一杯凉水给小子中的一个，那就坐在主的身上。
And if you had given a little cup to one of the young least among the brothers, then you have done it to the Lord.
当我们能够为主做一点点的小事情，
if we can do something just so insignificant for the Lord,
我们的心就满足了。
Our hearts will be satisfied in return.
所以人生是空虚的，是一个不变的事实。
So you know life is empty, and this is the truth.
但是我们信的主的人，
but those who have believed in the Lord,
耶稣就要改变我们。
And Jesus wants to change that.
叫我们人生不再是空虚。
And he would fill our lives so that no, we no longer be empty.
叫我们的人生是一个充实的。
That our life would be fulfilling.
能够为着主而活着。
And we'll be able to live for the Lord.
第二点我们讲到罪。
And secondly, it's sin.
讲到人都是罪人。
We speak of man being sinners.
这个人就不太容易接受了。
You know, this is harder for man to accept.
我们有一个弟兄，他的父亲从上海来看他。
There's a brother who, whose father came to visit him from Shanghai.
那我们就去他家里，就探望他，跟他谈谈福音。
So we went to visit his father and talked about the gospel with him.
谈了谈谈，谈到是人都是罪人。
When we shared about that man being sinners,
他就非常气。
He was deeply, greatly angered.
怎么人都是罪人呢？我就不是罪人。
He says, "How can you say men are all sinners? I am not one."
因为他是大学一个中文系教授。
He was a professor in a university teaching Chinese language.
他当过兵，参加过解放军。
He was a soldier in the Revolutionary Army.
然后就进了学校去读书。
And he entered into school to become a student.
出来以后就在大学里头。慢慢呢最后当了 教授了。
And after he graduated, gradually he became a professor in the school.
每年到夏天要全国考试的时候，他要到北京去，去出考试的题目的人。
That he was the one who gave the exam in Beijing yearly.
人很好。
He was a good man.
他说我不是罪人。
He says, I am not a sinner.
他说如果将来我遇到神了，
And if one day I encounter God,
我要跟神辩论辩论。
I will argue with him.
我怎么是罪人？
How can I be a sinner?
他不肯承认。
Because he was not willing to confess.
所以他就不肯相信耶稣。
Therefore, he's not willing to accept Jesus.
但是我们说的，圣经说的罪呢，范围比这个范围更大得多。
But the sin that we talked about in the Bible is actually covers more than this.
不管是包括法律上的罪。
Not only it's a sin that's done, illegal thing that you've done.
因为这位老先生实在他想不出来在法律上他有什么罪。
Because he was trying to think what crime he has committed legally.
他也这个圣经说罪还包括我们思想上的罪。
And the sin the Bible talks about also includes our thoughts.
贪心呢？
And greedy,
骄傲了，
or pride,
你不孝敬父母啊，
or not honoring your parents,
你妒忌啊，
or to be jealous,
你这个恨人啊，
or to hate man,
这些都是圣经里所说的罪。
And all these are sins mentioned in the Bible.
神所说的罪也是一种倾向。
And all this sin that God talks about also is an attitude.
就是我们的自私。
It is our selfishness.
我们为了自己。
That we are all for ourselves.
这些东西呢，你都是不需要教的。
You know, all these things need not to be taught.
刚才我说的，我跟他们这个跟我女儿家住的话，我就可以观察这几个孩子他们的情形。
And you know that as I mentioned, I live in my daughter's house, and I observe all my grandchildren.
他父母会跟他说。孔融让梨的故事。
And the parents would tell them about this young brother who has given the bigger pear to the older one.
他们也听了，他们也会讲。
And they heard about this an ancient history, story, and they can tell of it.
那么前几天是 Halloween 了，是吧？
And a few days ago it was Halloween.
我们就说你不要到街上去要别人的这个糖啊。
So we instruct them not to go out on the street to do trick or treating.
这个他父母跟他说，婆婆会给你们每个人有一分糖的。
And their parents told them that your grandma will give you some candy.
后来这个婆婆就是真的是每个孩子都是给她一包。
So, my wife gave him each one of the children, a pack, a snack pack.
就给那个刚才说的 I want to do something 那个孩子。
And to give to that, son who said I wanted to do something.
哎，你把你自己一包啊，把一包给姐姐，把一包给弟弟啊。
And she gave all three packs to that, son and asked him to give it to everybody else.
好。
And he said, okay.
等着过一段时间，怎么看见他还没有动呢？
And after a while, he did not make a move.
原来他坐在地上。
And he started to sit on the floor.
把三包放在一起。
And he put all three packed together.
他正在看。
And he was looking at all of them.
哪一包比较大？
And which one is bigger?
其实都是一样的。
And actually, they were all the same.
啊，你看这人，从小就是有一个为自己的一个这样的倾向啊。
So you know that even a little child are all selfish.
他就好像很自然的，没有人教他的。
It is very natural, and no one need to teach him that.
这人，这小孩子，他就是会这样。
And even a child would do that.
所以这个罪的倾向呢，在每个人当中都是有的。
So we all have that inclination to sin.
在东方有，在西方也有。
We have that inclination in the Eastern world, so in the Western world as well.
贫穷的国家有，在富裕的国家也同样有的。
The inclination happens in a country with poverty and also in a country which is rich.
在美国有一个白人的议员的竞选人要来竞选。
And there was a Senate candidate for Senate.
他就到黑人的区啊去拉票。
And he went to do his campaign in the area of full of black Americans.
就是来为他的竞选。
And he was doing his campaigning there.
他就跟这些黑人说。
So he told these black Americans.
你不要看我的外表跟你们不太一样啊。
Do not look at my outward appearance, which is different from that of yours.
但是我的心跟你们的心都一样是黑的。
But my heart is just as black as yours.
真的是这样。
And it is so true.
中国俗语说，天下的乌鸦一般黑。
So Chinese saying that all the crows are all the same and dark.
人的心啊，是罪人的心都是一样的败坏的。
And all the hearts of sinners are all corrupted.
为什么你没有做坏事呢？
And why is it that you don't seem to do something bad?
因为你没有机会啊。
Because you did not have the opportunity.
因为你胆子还不够大。
Perhaps you don't have much guts.
如果没有人限制你
if there's no limitations,
你犯罪不需要受到刑罚
if there's no consequences for your sin,
如果你胆子大一点
if you're with greater guts,
你同样的会犯罪
you would do exactly the same thing,
因为你的心还是黑的
because your heart is darkened.
但是圣经所讲的罪不但是平面的罪
but in the sin the Bible talks about it's not just on the surface.
不单单是说你伤害到别人
Not just talking about that you have bring harm to others
圣经讲的罪更重要的就是垂直的罪
And the sin the Bible talks about is not just horizontal sin but a vertical sin
你跟神的关系
It is your relationship with God
你对神你反对他你忘记他那这就是罪
that you are against God and you have forgotten about God and that is sin
所以圣经说什么是恶人呢
therefore the Bible says what is an evildoer
忘记神的就是恶人
and it is those who have forgotten about God
神给我们阳光
and God give us light
给我们水
God give us water
给我们有空气
God gives us the air
这些我们都没有花钱去买的
and we never purchased with money
但是人得到以后也不感谢神
but after men have obtained all these they do not give thanks to God
觉得这个是理所当然的
they think they take it for granted
啊，这个东西是神的他把神都放在一边
and they have forsaken God
觉得这个是我挣来的钱
and they think that I have earned these money
比如说我们跟没有信的朋友在一块吃饭
and sometimes we'll dine with unbelievers
那么我们吃饭的时候说我们要先感谢神祷告
and we said that we should give grace first
他就问那为什么要你们要吃饭以前要祷告
and so they asked why do you say grace before you eat
我们说我们知道这个饭是神赐给我们的
and we explained that because we knew that this meal was given to us by God
虽然你有可以去挣钱
even though that you could earn the money
但是如果你没有健康 你也挣不到钱。
But without your health, you will not be able to do that.
所以我们基督徒认为，我们一切都是神赐给我们的。
Therefore, as Christians, we believe that all is given by God.
我们能够做工挣钱，也都是神的恩典。
And the ability to work and to earn money was given by God.
所以我们要感谢神。
Therefore, we need to thank Him.
实际上我们住在北美的是实在太过舒服了。
You know, we live such a comfortable life in North America.
就是没有想到这些都是神的给我们的恩典。
And sometimes we forget that it was all grace given by God.
前些时候在广州有个小学去邀请一些山区里头比较穷的小学生到广州来跟他们住在一起。
And a while ago, they take some villager, young student, elementary student to Guangzhou.
一个很短时间的住几天。
And invited them to live in there for a few days.
所以那个小学生的家长呢就很热情啊，接待这些穷学生的话，就给他们预备很好吃的东西。
And the parents of all these elementary school students was very hospitable and invited them over and they gave them a good food.
所以这些学生就。受了很好的款待
and they would enjoy such hospitality
给他们吃早饭
they give them breakfast
晚饭中饭
lunch
晚饭
and dinner
那么那些学生有的学生就问了
so those, some of those poor students begin to ask
他说为什么一天吃三顿饭
they ask why do you need three meals a day
为什么一天吃三顿饭
why do you need three meals a day
他说我们在那个家里啊，一天只吃一顿饭。
You know that we only have one meal in our home.
他不明白为什么他要吃三顿饭。
He doesn't understand why they need to have three meals.
从这句话里头，你就可以看到，在广州那些小学生啊，多么的幸福。
And from this statement, you can see those elementary students in Guangzhou how fortunate they are.
我们常常是身在福中不知福
and sometimes we're so blessed and yet we don't know it
觉得我们是应该的这些都应该的
and we take it as granted
冷的时候呢就有暖气
and when you're cold there's heater
要热的呢有冷气
and when you're hot there's air conditioning
出门就要坐汽车
and when you go out there's cars
如果把它 parking 趴远点走多走几步啊都觉得不太甘心
and you're not willing to even park a little bit further to walk a few more steps
正好把车子趴在铺子的门口
and you have to park your car right outside the store
啊，我们这北美的人太过舒服了
you know that we live such a comfortable life in North America
北美的人加拿大跟美国合起来占全世界的人口只有二十分之一
And the population of the states and Canada combined is only 1/20th of the entire world.
但是我们用的 energy 啊，能量啊，却是四分之一。
But the energy that we consume is about a quarter.
四吨的油，有一吨是我们北加拿大跟美国所用掉的。
For gallons of gas, one out of four is consumed by people in North America.
真的我们活在这个地方是太过幸福了
And we're just so blessed to live in this land
但是我们常常觉得哎呀这个是理所当然的
But oftentimes we just take it for granted
稍微有点不舒服的地方不好的地方就很多的怨言
And we would have so much complaint when there's a little discomfort
这就是把神给我们的恩典都忘记了
And that is truly that we have done to forget about the grace of God
最还有个可怕的地方就是它破坏力非常的大
And sin has something more dreadful is its destructive power.
这罪使得家庭分裂。
It destroyed the homes and families.
很多人就因此这样就是离婚了。
And many people divorced because of that.
所以现在有人说回到中国去，人家就问你的话，是问你的话是你离了没有？
So some would say when you return to China, they would ask you, are you divorced yet?
我们过去从来没有听过这些话。
You never heard such phrase before.
只是问你，你饭吃了没有？
We often would say, have you eaten?
因为吃饭是非常重要的。
Because food is very important to Chinese.
怎么现在会落到这样的地步呢？
But how can we fall in such a state?
罪破坏了家庭。
Because sin has destroyed the homes and relationships.
破坏了人跟人中间的关系
and sin has destroyed the relationship between men
所以罪人走的路啊 就是一条灭亡的路。
Therefore, the way of the sinner leads to perish.
离开神的后果是非常可怕的。
And because it is a dreadful consequences once you depart from God.
所以圣经说到这个罪人的路的话，说他们不知道平安的路。
And therefore, the Bible says the evil doers do not know the way to peace.
人想用做行善做好事来脱离这个苦难。
And man wants to depart from suffering by doing good.
但是不能。
But they cannot do it.
人不能靠这个来脱离这个苦痛苦。
You can never by doing good depart from the suffering.
但是耶稣说，我就是道路。
But Jesus said, I am the way.
只有靠着他才可以到神那里去。
Only through him are we able to go to the Father.
耶稣就是道路。
That Jesus is the way.
他叫我们离开这个罪恶。
He wants us to depart from our sins.
他要带我们到父神这里来。
And he will lead us to the Father.
这父神的地方就是光明美好的地方。
And where the Father is, there's light and wonder and beauty.
所以人是没有路的。
And therefore, man in himself has no way.
离开了耶稣，你没有道路。
Apart from Jesus, you have no way.
所以主耶稣为什么要来到世界上呢？
And why did Jesus come to this world?
他就是为了解决我们的罪。
He came to solve the problem of our sins.
他在十字架上流血舍命。
That he has given his life and shed his blood for us on the cross.
他就是给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
That he opened up the true and new and living way for us.
让我们可以来到神的面前。
That we are able to come before God.
第三个不能改变的事实就是死亡。
And the third unchangeable thing is death.
我想这点都不需要怎么去讲的。
You know that we don't need much explanation on that.
每个人都知道人人都有一死。
Everyone knows that there's death to everyone.
但是不是每个人都知道死的结果是什么。
But no, not everyone knows the result and what comes after death.
人都知道要死。
Everybody knows there's death.
但是他不知道到底死后是怎么样。
But they do not know what comes after death.
有位这个博士 Dr. Wilson.
And Dr. Wilson.
他有一次跟一个无神论的人谈话。
Once he was conversing with an atheist,
那个对方说，我不相信你们所传的耶稣。
And the atheist says that I do not believe in the Jesus that whom you preach.
所以这个 Dr. Wilson 就问他，你可以告诉我，你不相信什么东西你不相信。
And Dr. Wilson asked him, what is it that you don't believe?
或者你可以告诉我，什么东西是你相信的。
Or perhaps you can tell me, what do you believe?
对方就那个人说，我相信死的话就结束了一切。
And the atheist says that I believe death ends all.
死了就一切都是结束了。
That once you die, everything is finished.
哎 ，Dr. Wilson 说，哎，我也相信。
And Dr. Wilson says I believe in that also.
哎，这个人说，哎，怎么你也相信啊
？And so the atheist says, how can you believe the same thing?
怎么你也跟我一样呢
？How come you're just like me?
Dr. Wilson 说，真的，死是结束一切。
And Dr. Wilson says, truly, death resolves all.
他说死的话结束我做坏事的机会。
And death will end my opportunity to sin.
他说这个死的话把你的快乐幸福都已经结束了。
And death will end your happiness and all your blessings.
死也把你的一切你要所听过的福音也结束了。
And death will end all the gospel that you ever heard.
你所有好的东西坏的东西你都已经全部结束了。
So the good as well as the bad are all ended by death.
然后你就进入永远的黑暗里头了。
And then you will enter into eternal darkness.
他说对我来说呢，死也结束我的一切。
And he says that to me, death ends my all.
结束我的这个背叛。
My rebellion.
结束我的眼泪。
My tears.
接受我的困惑，我的失望。
It ends my confusion, my disappointments.
接受我的痛苦，接受我的一切。
My pain and my own.
然后我就可以进入荣耀里头，与神永远的同在了。
And yet I will enter into eternal glory to be with God forever.
那个人说，我从来没有想过这个。
And the atheist says, I never thought it that way.
原来死接受一切有这么大的分别。
And then I never knew that death would make such a distinction.
他说我同意你所说的。
I agree with what you have said.
后来这个 Dr. Wilson 就把他带到主的面前。
So Dr. Wilson brought this atheist to the Lord.
是啊，死是接受我们一切。
Yes, death answered all.
但对基督徒说，把坏的都已经结束了。
But to Christian, it ends all things that is corruptible.
旧的人都结束了。
The old, it ends all the old self.
我们成为一个新的人。
And we become a new creation.
这死对我们基督徒说不是一个可怕的。
And therefore, it is not dreadful. Death is not dreadful to Christians.
其实我们回想起来，什么叫死呢？
And if you really meditate and consider what is death,
死就是人跟你的生存的环境完全断绝了。
And death is to be separated from your living environment.
跟你的亲友完全断绝了。
To be separated from your friends and relatives.
跟所有人的关系完全断绝了。
And to separate from all the relationships you currently have.
死是无情的。
Because death is
is 没有情感
，without emotion，
就是他就是你有钱他也不管你，你没有钱他也不管你。
And then death is cruel. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor.
到时候要走的话，那就走了。
And when you leave, it's time for you to leave.
但是人呢，多半是不太想的。
But most of the time, men do not consider death.
平时都说不要紧，不要紧。
And we often say, well, it doesn't matter.
死有什么关系啊？
What does matter to
die? 死死了。
Because you died and you died.
但是等到真的临死的时候啊。
But when you come to the moment of death.
是中国话说，人之将死啊，其言也善。就是人要死的话，这话呢比较说他心里的话了。
And there's Chinese saying that a man near death, at his deathbed, his words are kind.
我们常有机会到医院的时候就看一些将要离开世界的病人。
And we often have opportunity to visit the hospital those who are near death.
基督徒他们一般的都是不是那么恐惧。
And those Christians, it doesn't seem that they're so dreadful.
但是看见那没有信主的朋友的话，他们在病床上这嘴就没那么硬了。
And you see those unbelievers and their words are not as unkind.
我怎么说，我们为你祷告好吧。
And so we will ask him, can we pray for you?
十个有九个说好的。
And 9 out of 10 would agree.
他都知道这个事情是很严重的。
And they all knew that it was a serious matter.
我只有碰到一个，他说不要，我不要你祷告。
I only encountered one person who refused for that.
死就死了，没有关系。
Well, that's okay, I'll just die.
但是很少很少的，这个很少的。
But it is very rare.
多半是心里头愿意能够去到一个好的地方。
And most had the willingness wanted to go to a place that's good, that's fair.
所以我们不但知道有死亡，还要有预备。
So not only that we need to learn about death, we need to prepare for it.
有一队这勘探队啊，他到北方一个很远的地方去勘探。
And there's a surveyor group who went to a place to do the survey.
来到加拿大，很北方，已经快靠近北极的地方。
And went to a northern part of Canada, very close to the North Pole.
在一个很边缘的地方，有个小屋子里头。
And in that remote area, there was a little cabin.
那个地方是没有什么人去的。
There's not very many people who ever go there.
推门一看的话，有两具死的骨头的东西在房子里头。
And they saw two skeletons there.
旁边有一大堆金子。
And alongside the skeleton there was many gold.
他们知道。
And they knew.
原来这个两个人啊，是在那边就淘金子的。
And these two people went there for the gold.
天天出去，天天都有收获。
Every day they went out, they would have some gold brought back.
金子越来越多。
And they had more and more gold.
但他们忘记了冬天一来的话，这个地方就非常的难了。
And they've forgotten what a fierce condition it would be once the winter come.
有一天晚上刮了大的风雪。
And one day there was a great storm.
把这个出去的门全给封掉了。
It has blocked all the way out.
他们在里头粮食水的话也都用光了。
So they were inside the cabin, blocked in the cabin without food.And they cannot go out. And they died.
旁边有很多的金子。
And with all these gold alongside them.
他们错的错在什么地方呢？
You know what is the mistake that they committed?
不是说他们错在去找金子。
It is not wrong for them to find the gold.
他们错就错在没有为这个要来的冬天做好准备。
But it was their mistake not to prepare for the winter. That's
在冬天还没有来以前，立刻离开那个地方。
That they should have departed before the winter comes.
他们没有预备。
They did not prepare for it.
我们人是不是这样呢？
Isn't true with us?
我们也要预备。
We need to prepare.
知道人人都有一死。
We know that there's death waiting for us.
但是朋友们，
friends,
你有没有预备呢？
Have you prepared?
当死亡临近你的时候，你怎么面对呢？
How do you face death when it comes near you?
你要预备。
You need to prepare.
你预备不是写个 will。
And to prepare does not mean to write a will.
也不是说你预备去买个坟地。
Or to purchase a burial site.
你这个你预备好不预备好都不是重要的。
And it is not very important to do those preparations.
你是预备你将来离开这世界你到什么地方去啊？
But to prepare, where do you go to after you depart the world?
你离开这世界你怎么面对神呢？
Once you depart the world, how do you face God?
你来到神的面前你怎么面对神呢？
How do you face God when you come face to face with Him?
这是我们需要预备的。
That is something that we need to prepare.
死亡是我们不能够改变的事实。
Because death is the truth that cannot be changed.
但是耶稣说，我就是生命。
But Jesus said, I am the life.
我可以改变。
I can change it.
如果你们愿意来信我的话，
If you want to believe in me,
我就叫你们得到生命。
That I will give you life.
耶稣要叫我们得到他的永生。
That he wants to give us his eternal life.
永远的生命。
It is everlasting.
即使你有一天死亡临到你呢，你离开这世界。
Even though one day death will come fall on you and you depart from the world.
但是你可以在永远里头与神在一起。
But you can spend that eternity with God.
主耶稣说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得到更丰盛。
Jesus said that I have come to give you life and even life more abundantly.
神不是要给我们死亡。
And God did not intend to give us death.
神乃是要把生命给我们。
But to give us life.
生命是美丽的。
Because life is beautiful.
生下来的婴孩啊是最美的。
You know that infant is the most beautiful thing.
不需要化妆。
It does not need any makeup.
不需要去烫头发。
It does not need to have any perm.
啊，你看见生下小孩啊，哎，真是美丽。
And but you look at infant, he's so beautiful.
有时候常常问，你看看我的孩子是像爸爸还是像妈妈？
And someone asks, can you take a look at my child? Does it look at like me or my husband?
是在说，你很难从几天的孩子身上要看出来像谁。
But it's hard to tell sometimes when they're only a few days old.
哎，你像爸爸，他也像妈妈。
Well, it would say, well, he looks like a mom.
但是你看见这个生命是美丽的。
But regardless, you see the life is so beautiful.
神要给我们的生命是美丽的。
And so the life that God intends to give us is beautiful.
我们怎么能得到他生命呢？
How do you receive that life?
因为他为我们舍去生命。
Because he has given his life for us.
他把他性命为我们舍了。
And when he given up his life,
叫我们一切信他的。
Those who believe in him,
我们就可以得到他这个永远的生命。
Can receive that everlasting life.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这个三个不改变的事实，
that these three things that never changes,
耶稣都要改变。
That all these truths God will change it.
朋友，
friends,
你靠着你自己，你没有法改变。
That according to your own mind, you cannot do it.
我可以很确实地告诉你，
I can tell you very surely.
如果你不信主，
If you do not believe in the Lord,
你的人生是空虚的。
Your life will be empty.
如果你不信主，
If you do not believe in the Lord,
你的罪得不到解决。
Your sin cannot be solved.
如果你不信主，
If you do not believe in the Lord,
死亡临到你，你没有办法抵抗。
When a death comes upon you, you cannot resist it.
你只有相信耶稣。
Only by believing in Jesus.
神要满足你的心。
And God will satisfy your heart.
神要赦免你的罪。
God will forgive your sins.
给你走一个平安的道路。
And lead you on the way of peace.
神也要把永远的生命来赐给你。
And God will also give you a life that's eternal.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
这句话几千年来都在基督徒身上应验了。
And for thousands of years, this statement has become true and in the lives of
Christians. 也要在你的身上应验。
And today it will be coming true in your life.
如果今天你还在这个地方在思想，到底我对耶稣是怎么样？
And if you're still meditating your attitude towards Jesus today,
请你听听耶稣对你说的话。
Please listen to what Jesus has to tell you.
耶稣说，我就是你的道路。
He says, I am your way.
耶稣说，我就是你的真理。
He says, I am your truth.
耶稣说，我就是你的生命。
And he says, I am your life.
所以让我们都能够来相信接受。
So let us all believe in him and accept him.
得到这么大的恩典。
And to receive such a great grace.
我们低头一同祷告。
Let's bow our head.
在祷告之前，我要给这些朋友有个机会，把你所听到的、你心里的感动来告诉神。
And I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell God what you have heard or what has been moving your heart.
如果神在你心里感动你，
If he has moved your heart,
你是觉得你的人生还不够充实，
And you felt that your life is not fulfilling,
或者你觉得你里面你的罪还没得到解决，
Or the problem of your sin has not been solved,
你愿意来相信接受耶稣，
and you're willing to accept and believe in Jesus,
让耶稣来改变你，
allow Jesus to change you,
让耶稣来改变你的生命，
allow Jesus to change your life.
如果有这样的心，你愿意向着主耶稣的，
if you have such a heart towards the Lord,
愿意来接受耶稣做你的救主，
and to accept Jesus as your personal Savior.
就是像我几十年以前我相信耶稣的时候，
just like what I have done tens of years ago.
当这个传道人问我，
When the preacher asked me,
你愿意来相信耶稣吗？
Are you willing to believe in Jesus?
如果你愿意的话，
If you are willing,
你就到台前来，
That you will come before the pulpit,
我要跟你一块祷告，
I will pray for you.
这是已经五十多年以前的事情，
This has taken place about 50
years ago. 但是在我里面仍然是很新鲜的。
But in my heart, it is such a fresh experience.
我就是这样的来到神的面前来祷告。
By this way, I have come before God and prayed to Him.
耶稣进入我的里面。
That Jesus has entered into my
heart. 我得到耶稣了。
That I have obtained Jesus.
我相信耶稣做我的救主。
I believe Jesus to be my Savior.
我也愿意今天能够得到这样宝贵的救恩。
And I wish that you will receive such a great salvation today.
如果我们中间的朋友，
If friends among us today,
你今天就愿意来接受耶稣的，
You're willing to accept Jesus today.
接受耶稣做你的救主，
To be your personal Savior.
我愿意为你祷告。
I want to pray for you.
如果有的话，请你把手举起来以后就放下来。
Will you just raise your hand?
如果有的话，请你把手举起来，表示跟神说，我愿意来相信耶稣。
If you want to, please raise your hand and just tell God you're willing.
我们当中有没有朋友愿意来相信耶稣做你的救主的？
Is there a friend among us who want to receive Jesus become your Savior?
你把手举起来以后就可以放下来。
You can raise your hand and let it down again.
我可以为你祷告。
I can pray for you.
弟兄姊妹可以为你祷告。
And brother and sister can pray for you.
让你也能得着。神要给你的救恩。
That you will be able to receive the salvation that God wants you to have.
我再说一次，如果有的话，你就把手举起来。
And once again, please raise your hand if you're willing.
啊，还有没有？
Anyone else?
今天是你的机会。
That today is your chance.
啊，如果有的话，你不要顾着别人，你把手举起来，然后就放下来。
Please look, not look at people around you, but just raise your hand.
还有没有？
Anyone else?
啊。请你不要顾到别人，如果你有的话，你有这个感动，你愿意的话，你就在神面前做个表示。
Please don't mind people sitting around you, but if you're willing, just raise your hand.
我再问一次，还有没有人愿意来接受相信耶稣的？
I will ask you once again, anyone willing?
感谢主，放下就可以了。好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，愿你的救恩能够临到每一个来到你面前的人。
Lord Jesus, may your salvation come upon everyone who comes before you.
虽然我们对你的道理我们不明白很多，
even though we don't know so much about your doctrine,
但是我们知道你是道路、真理、生命。
But we know that you're the way, the truth, and the life.
我们不能靠着自己到神那里去。
And we cannot come before God by ourselves.
我们只有靠着主才能来到父神的面前。
It's only through you that we can come before the Father.
所以我们为了中间的朋友，我为他们感谢你。
Therefore, we thank you for those friends among us.
因为他们今天已经听到你这美好的福音。
Because today they have heard such a wonderful gospel.
我们相信你也在他们里面来做工。
And we believe that you're working in their
你愿意把你的救恩赐给他们。
And you're so willing to give them your salvation.
我们也为着愿意相信你的朋友祷告。
And we pray for those who are willing to believe in you.
当他们这样表示愿意的时候，
And when they're by show of their hands,
主啊，你就把你的恩典丰丰富富的赐给他们。
God, you will just bless them abundantly.
你赦免他们的罪。
You forgive their sins.
你把永远的生命赐给他。
And to give them your eternal life.
让他们能够成为你的儿女。
That they may become your children.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.